Hi, I'm Helen Wright, and I am a rugby coach. I believe that sport can be an excellent medium for the growth and development of human beings. But, like all things in this world, the only constant is change. I believe that sport delivery and coaching in sport has to change to adapt to the changing world around it. This podcast is about sport and coaching and change. What has changed about coaching female athletes or male athletes, athletes who identify differently than that? What has changed about coaching children or adults? What has changed? How will we change? Let's begin the discussion. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast today. I am excited to be with you, and today's topic is one that all players, I think, should listen to, and it is about preparing for the possibility of not getting picked. So I have experienced being picked for a national team, and I have experienced not being picked for a national team. Almost everyone that comes to speak to young athletes talks about their goals and about achieving them and how to go about doing that. There is a whole industry out there willing to help you get picked. And I may be the only person who has come to talk to you about not getting picked. And I want to start that conversation today with the idea that who you are is not what you do. So, hands up, how many of you are children of parents? How many of you are siblings to other children in your lives? Hands up, how many of you are cousins? How many of you love to listen to or play music? Hands up, how many of you express yourselves through art? Hands up, how many of those who love food? Hands up, how many of you feel connected to a higher being or are connected to a spiritual organization? How many of you are shy? How many of you are outgoing? All of these variables contribute to the fabric of who you are. You are this tapestry of all the different threads that make up you. And that should not be confused with what you do. So I'm a mother, a grandmother, I'm a sister, and I'm a spiritual person who loves listening to music, and I'm actually quite shy, but I just love to talk. And that is some of who I am, even when I'm working out, when I'm coaching, when I'm writing books, when I'm making speeches or podcasts. When I stop doing those things or change to doing other things, I am still that person. I will always talk too much, especially when I'm excited about what we're talking about. And I've come to learn that is just me. That is who I am. So let's get back to being picked or not being picked. Being picked is one of the most glorious, exhilarating feelings that we as humans will ever feel. Oh my gosh, being picked is like pumping arms in the air. It is wonderful. And it isn't just a sports thing either. Someone picks you for a play, someone picks you for a team, someone picks you for a friend or a partner. It's all that same elated feeling of being special enough to be chosen. You have been chosen. What? Oh, so good, so good. But here's the truth. You are special enough even if you weren't picked. You were born special. You were born to be that special you that is you, regardless of anything you could ever do. You are good enough just being you. So I want to tell you my story of not getting picked. It started when I was 22 years old. Way old, I know, especially for starting a new sport. So I started playing rugby, and I loved it, and I was good at it. And most of all, I really enjoyed playing with the other girls that were really good at it too. And I got better and better and so did the other girls. And pretty soon we were talking about having a provincial team. Voila! A provincial team was created. And I tried out, and I made it. Yahoo! Woo! I made it! Wow! I got picked! It was the first time in my life that I had ever experienced that. And it was mind-blowingly great. And the best part was that most of the time, we beat everyone else we played against, and so it's a double ego whammy. I just got picked, and we were successful. I was so high. So then, a national championship was created, and all the provincial teams were going to play against each other, and they, the big they, the big anonymous they, were going to pick the first women's national team to play against the Americans. I had never in my life imagined anything like this could be so exciting. So, by this time, it's 1987, and I have two children. And now, I want to tell you that I was not the fastest runner. I was the queen of Trundle. And I didn't have the best hands, but I had what every farm girl has. I was tough, and I could outwork anyone. I was also smart, and I learned everything about the game that could maximize my strengths and minimize my weaknesses. I also learned about selection criteria. I figured out pretty quickly, what do I have to do on the field to get picked for this team? So there's two people on the field playing in my position. So I have to beat my opposition in every contest so that I can show that I'm the one who should be picked. Got it? I got it. Okay, so I beat her to the breakdowns. I tackled more players than she did. I got possession of the ball more times than she did. I won the ball in scrums and lineouts. That's like winning face-offs and dump balls. And we won the game. Alberta beat Quebec, who was our main contender for that national championship. Well, if that was the criteria, I nailed it. So you can imagine my shock when they called her name as the starting hooker and my name as the substitute hooker. What? What just happened? I know that I was better than she was. And it was obvious in the game. So what's this? What is this? And now everyone who is picked is jumping for joy and hugging each other. Everybody's happy. The room is buzzing. Everybody's so excited about going to play this first international game. And they're hugging me and they're congratulating me. But I am not happy. And I am still in shock about this not being picked first thing. I'm pissed. I want an explanation. But of course, you can't waltz up to the coaches and say, "Hey, guys, so like, why didn't you pick me?" It's so immature and so not nice. But it is so damn real. I feel totally betrayed. You told me the rules and I did everything you asked. And I clearly beat my opponent and you were watching. So what the hell is going on here? Well, what they didn't tell me was that, honey, you are now a 32-year-old mother of two children. And the other hooker is much younger. And we are now into developing national teams. And we think that we are going to develop her over the next years. But you know what? You played superbly. So we want you on the team as like backup. We just don't want you to start. Crushing. Absolutely crushed. So that's my story of not getting picked. And I spent a very long time recovering from that failure because that's how I felt, like a failure. But the good news here is that that experience motivated me to become a coach and to coach the way I would have wanted to have been coached. And that happened because after a period of time, I realized that not being picked that particular time had absolutely nothing to do with who I was. And for me, there was only ever going to be that one time. But I know, and I knew then, I was still the person I was before I even started playing rugby. I was still the same determined, hardworking, outspoken, passionate, empathetic person who loved hiking in the mountains and listening to music, who loved talking, who loved being involved with people and loved working with people. And so that was still me. I was still who I was when I started. And I figured out who I actually was inside of myself. And it didn't matter what I chose to do. No matter what I did, I would continue to bring that Helen to the table. And so my advice to you as athletes in preparation for a time when you might not get picked is the following. Number one, first, ride the wave when you do get picked. Enjoy the experience as much as you can so that when it is time, and there will come a time, to do something else, you will have many good memories and hopefully some really good friends. Make sure, number two, make sure that you have done all the work to make you the best you can be in that moment. Don't leave anything on the field or the ice or the court. Give it your all. Ensure that you have no doubts about how you performed. That is as good as you get. That's you completely prepared. And then you can accept any information and make choices based on who you are, not what you do. You don't control getting picked, but you do control how you respond to that. Number three, seriously, do not take it personally. And I know that that just sounds like the biggest load of crap, because how could you not take it personally? But in so many cases, it's not even about you. The selectors, the pickers, they may have things that they're looking for that don't have a damn thing to do with you. So let it go. If you gave your very all, then you will have the emotional intelligence and freedom to decide if you want to keep trying or if you want to take another path. Number four, and the last one, is to stay grounded in who you are. Don't let this experience negatively affect who you believe you are. Losing does not make us losers. It makes us learners. So hang on to your own self-belief and go do whatever else you want to do, knowing that whatever it is you do, it does not affect who you are. You are your own special creation. And as long as you hold on to who you are and ground yourself in that knowledge, you will be capable of doing anything. Thanks so much for hanging in with me today. I hope that that gives you a little leg up on all of your picking experiences. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for this session, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please feel free to tick the like box, because that lets me know if anyone out there is listening. You can also find these podcasts on my website, barefootflying.ca. That's barefootflying.ca. If you want to add your opinion to the discussion, feel free to email me at helenwrightrugby@gmail.com. That's helenwrightrugby@gmail.com. Talk to you soon. Be well.